Chapter 3. Life in the Orphanage. 70 years later, Lee can still recall what life was like in the Jefferson County Orphan Asylum. "One of my chief memories is of hunger. Many nights I went to bed with my stomach growling. The food I remember eating the most was potatoes. We never got fresh vegetables or fruits. We never got a piece of candy. Both Leo and I were thin." Lee still has a scar on his arm where another boy stabbed him with a fork when Lee reached for a biscuit. Hunger was also used as punishment. Children who misbehaved were denied a meal. That meant Lee often did not eat. "My temper was a problem for me," Lee says. "I was always getting into fights. But even though I would have to miss a meal, I think my temper saved me. I struck back at the world with my fists when I was being put down. I refused to believe I was worthless." Orphanage children attended the local town school and were often teased or bullied by other children there. If someone insulted Lee, saying that he needed a haircut, that his shirt had holes in it, or that he was no good because "you ain't got no mama," he would lash out. Lee was punished almost every day for fighting. He would be left alone in a tiny room for hours, made to drink bitter-tasting castor oil, or sent to bed without supper. The adults in charge did not beat the children as they did at some orphanages, but they never showed the children any affection either.
"They spoke to us very sternly," Lee says. "We were always being ordered around, told to stand here, to line up there. We had to march in line wherever we went. We lived off charity, wearing cast-off clothing people gave us. Our only gift at Christmas was an apple or orange. We had no future. It would have been easy to give in to hopelessness."
Lee did not give in. He cared for Leo the best he could and defended any smaller child who was being bullied. But he acquired a deep mistrust of adults.
"What I learned,"